Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. It's time for the GizWiz with Mets maddest writer Dick T. Bartolo. This is episode 1437, recorded October 8th, 2013. Selfie balls. The GizWiz is brought to you by Lynda.com. Learn what you want, when you want, with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. Try it free for 7 days. Visit Lynda.com/GizWiz. That's LYNDA.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, do not attempt to adjust your set. Yes, it's the GizWiz featuring Chad.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and the Love Port on TV.
How do you do that? Because they've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, a nerd pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. It's ready for the GizWiz now. Wow! Yes, welcome to OMG TV. Whoa!
It's the
thrill cam. How did he got out of there? I thought the thrill cam might spot him. He's been living back there for...
Oh, look at that.
Well, there's his hair.
Yeah.
So thank you to OMG Chad for... Do you want me to, Chad, just so I know for the future, should I always bill you as OMG Chad? That's your new brand. Okay. OMG Chad, host of OMG TV, for hosting the OMG Whiz while I was gone.
Yeah. Excellent job, too. When is your trip?
When is my trip? I'm leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm not coming back. No, it was fun. We were gone for 3 weeks, as you know, cruising the Adriatic and Aegean seas. We also...
Let me ask you, did you at any point say, I miss being at the studio?
Not once. In fact, I didn't even... You could have asked me, what do you do for a living? I would say, I don't know. I have no idea.
He said, I used to do something, but I don't think I'm going to go back and do it anymore.
I think I used to have a job, but now I'm going to cruise. I actually literally started fantasizing about cruising, doing an around-the-world cruise. I looked it up. How long would it take?
90 days, right?
116 days on this cruise line.
Oh, whoa.
I could be gone that long, Chad. You could take over, right? Yeah. So that's next year. I'm going to take 4 months off. No, it was wonderful. And not only the Aegean and the Adriatic, but they threw in the Ionian Sea. They threw in the Hellespont. They threw in the Bosporus Straits. We got seas galore. It was wonderful. I think we even got a little Black Sea mixed in there, too.
And the weather the whole time was?
So it was almost perfect until we got to Santorini, which was on day like 11 or 12, and then we had been in beautiful, perfect weather the whole time, and then it got a little overcast, not badly so. No rain at all. We got a little rain at night in Istanbul. I love just saying I was in Istanbul 2 days ago. Isn't that romantic sounding, Istanbul?
Not the most romantic thing I've ever heard. Venice,
darling, someday you and I shall go to Istanbul. No, not romantic.
You know, the gondolas in Istanbul, they don't compare to the...
But wait a minute. The Istanbul was the terminus of the Orient Express. They don't do it anymore.
They don't do it anymore?
No. They don't do it anymore. They showed us where the hotel that Agatha Christie stayed in when she wrote Murder on the Orient Express. It was right at the terminus. The Orient Express goes to the hotel. I mean, they built the hotel just for people coming in from the Orient Express. It's kind of cool. The history there, though, you know, we saw where they crowned the Holy Roman Emperors, Constantine the First. I mean, it was amazing, really. It was a lot of rocks, basically. Old tumbled down buildings and pillars on their side.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah,
statues without noses and arms.
No, yeah. Did you take any pictures?
No. No, I didn't take any pictures. Should I have? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Most people go and take them with an iPod. That's the big thing.
You know, actually, I did know. I was really surprised. I was really shocked at how many people use their iPads, a lot of minis and a lot of big ones, to take pictures. There were a number of people who would, that's their camera. They look kind of dumb with their big iPad with a case and everything taking pictures like this. And but a lot of people
did it. Find that they have to come home and look at those to see what they saw?
Yeah.
Because they literally just walk around doing all the sights through the iPad, and they don't actually see anything in person.
There's another thing people do, and I thought this was odd, is they take pictures of the sign of the place they're visiting. I guess now, actually, that I'm back, I wish I had, because I have no idea.
That's very good, because then you know all these photos came from that place.
They all look like rocks. It's just a bunch of rocks with, you know, so I don't know where they, so maybe that was a good idea. You take a picture of the sign, and then, you know, this is from there. But we saw so many amazing things. It was really a beautiful trip, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. And the best thing to do if you want to see pictures is not look at my pictures, but on Google Plus, Lisa Kensel, my partner, posted the best pictures, I think, on Google Plus. So if you just go to her Google Plus page, just search for it, Kentzell, and look at her pictures. Just gorgeous. It kills me. She's a much better photographer than I am. It kills me. So that's all I have to say about that. Do you see what I got, though, when I came back? There, that's a picture Lisa took. I'm so proud. I'm so proud of that shot.
Yeah.
Oh, Leo and Lisa sitting in a tree. This is in Istanbul. This is the Sultan's Palace.
Is that where you stayed?
Kapi Palace. This is my...
Wow, you're limber.
Limber.
Look at you.
I look like George R.R. Martin. Actually,
are those your real legs?
I had to borrow my neighbor's legs.
He's standing up, actually.
But he's
standing in a hole.
Yes, exactly.
This is right outside the Kora Church, which is a beautiful medieval church with mosaics, brilliant mosaics from the early Christian era of the story of the Virgin Mary. Really incredible stuff. So, yeah, if you want to see, she's posted hundreds and hundreds of pictures there and more to come. There it is. That's from the Kora Museum.
Beautiful.
That's an angel. That's what angels looked like in those days.
Wow.
Not at all like they look today. That's me. That's the gate to the Sultan's Palace.
Nice.
Yes.
And that's you with your cap trying to collect funds from the
Yes. Are you busking right now?
Yes. Help me, please. I can't get home. It was really fun. It was just amazing. Anyway, but I missed you, and I'm glad that... Thank you, Chad, for filling in. And I did miss you, Dick, and I'm glad to be here. I showed you earlier, I got a ton of mail from, you know, packages and stuff. And I'm going to, for my segment, I'm going to open a couple of things. I got a new Scotty vest and a new, this is a new project on Indiegogo I want to show you that's kind of neat. They're trying to raise some funds. But anyway, also while I was gone, and I want to thank Josh Windisch and his wife, Vanessa. His wife, I like saying that. He's just got married. His wife, Vanessa, she works at the Apple store. And I said, could you get in line for me and get me a gold iPhone? Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, that's the new iPhone 5S.
Nice.
And you know, it's cool. Watch this. Watch this. So I trained it to read my fingerprint. You just put your finger on there, and it unlocks it. Let's do that again. It did. It unlocked it. So isn't that cool? Have you got one of these yet?
No.
I'm
sticking with Android.
Look at that.
But it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got my Android phone. In fact, this is the phone I brought with me on the trip. I brought only one phone, which in hindsight was a little risky. But I brought the Moto X, and it was a trooper. It did very well.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So but you know what? We come here not to talk about me, but to talk about you, Dick.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about me.
Okay. What's you up to?
Well, you know, if depending on when you're watching this, tomorrow night is my Turner Classics movie night.
Wednesday night, October 9th.
Starting at 5 p.m. your time, 8 p.m. East Coast time.
Turner Classic Movies, TCM. Movies. Now, will they repeat that?
No. It's
what?
A one-time thing.
Oh,
no,
man.
No, they don't repeat anything. Yeah.
Well, you've really got to TiVo this then, folks. 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time, October 9th. Turner Classic Movies.
That is correct.
Call your cable company. Oh, there you are. Oh, that's nice. They brought a Robert Osborne cutout for you to pose with.
No, and that's Sean Cameron, who is the producer of the series. So it was
those
great
guys, those are really tall guys.
They are.
Who knew how tall they are?
Robert Osborne is like 6'2", and I think Sean is 6'1".
They're intimidating. It's like Land of the Giants. So that's good. Oh, I can't wait to watch that. And as we have mentioned before, you're going to introduce four movies that are parodies, a la the Mad Magazine parodies that you've written.
Exactly. Why did Mad Men's writer pick these four movies?
Right.
And it was interesting because in doing research, it turns out people post incredible things on the internet that you don't know about. There's some avid fan who went through and got all the movie satires ever written. Did a survey, broke them all down, and it turns out I've written almost 33% of all the movie satires Mad has published.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
At the top of the list.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Absolutely. But yet...
Yet.
There are more things to conquer.
Yes.
Like cranking out another episode of The Giz Whiz.
Yeah. Let's crank that out so we can get back to our real life, will you?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I noticed that, you know, you didn't, when you held that box up, I saw there were 47 ship catalogs there.
Yeah.
Advertising their around the world cruises.
Oh, man. So,
yeah, I know. I know.
There's something about having somebody make your bed, make your meals. I mean, it's just incredible. You move your house
to a different location every day.
And every morning you wake up and you're in another beautiful place. It's kind of amazing. Yeah.
Well, you know, that place you're looking at the top of the hill, I mean, that could end up in another location during a big rainstorm.
Overnight? But it just slides right over there. Yeah.
But it's just that one move, so it's not, it's not the same.
No, it was a lot of fun. I want to thank everybody on the Seabourn Odyssey for making it a wonderful.
Were you a celebrity on the ship?
I realized when I came back, not one person in 3 weeks knew who I was.
Nobody. Oh, Lisa has got to really start.
I would knock on the door. She said, "I don't know who you are. Would you stop bothering me?" And I'd have to go.
She said, "I'm just here as your official photographer," and that's it.
No, I swear. I thought maybe there'll be one or two people who will know who I am. Not one person anywhere. So that, you know, that was a good experience.
It was.
No, actually, it was. You know, Johnny Carson used to go to France. He used to love to go to France because he couldn't go anywhere in the U.S. and be a normal person. But he'd go to France, nobody knew who he was. So it's kind of like that, except that nobody recognized me anywhere. So it's really not a problem.
Amazing. When Mark Goodson went on vacation, we had an office pool. How fast would he come back home? Because no one knows him when he travels outside the U.S.
Exactly.
So, he'd go someplace and he'd be back in 3 days. It's a 2-week trip. He'd be back in 3 days.
It was fun. We didn't really think about work hardly at all.
And that's good.
It was very relaxing, but I'm thrilled to be back. I kind of missed y'all, and so it's fun to walk in the door and everything's exactly as it was.
Yeah, we did not do any shows. We figured, he's on a ship. How's he going? There's no internet. He's not going to go to twit.com. Do repeat.
We're on the internet. So what, you got gadgets for us?
I have gadgets. And actually, the first one, I could actually do this as a what the heck is it? So I'll play what the heck is it with you to see if you have any vague idea.
I love this. This is my favorite thing on the show.
What this could be.
All right.
Okay, it's brand new. It just went on sale a couple days ago. But there's been a fair amount of press on this guy. Any vague guesses?
Is this... It looks like a ping pong ball holder. Is it a... It's a ping pong ball purse.
No.
No. Is it... You know, if you had two of them, I'd have some idea. But I don't know.
If I had two of them, we'd be in big trouble. We cannot trust you with these games.
I have no idea. What is that? Does it move in any way? Does it light up?
It does in a way.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Okay.
All right, but this is very clever. This little device is called Shutterball.
Okay, that hasn't helped at all.
Okay, it has one single button on it. When you push the button lights up for a split second.
Yeah.
What this is, Leo, it's something new from AudioVox, and it is Bluetooth enabled.
Yeah.
It is a remote shutter for your smartphone. So it can be used on iOS phones or Android phones. Each one has its own app. So when you go to the App Store.
Oh, you have to have a special app.
You have to have a special app for it. But what
do you hold
about
the shutter ball?
So you put your camera. Actually, what they do is they send you a little easel with it. Okay. So the easel is. Now, hear me out. This is very clever. You can set the easel up on a table.
Okay. And you put your phone on that.
You put your phone on that and you put it in camera mode. And then at a party, as people walk by, you can take shots of them.
What's the thing hanging off the edge of that?
You know,
though?
Leo, I think it's just a way to wrap this around your camera bag. That's what I think.
Oh, okay. Okay. Or put it on your belt buckle or
on
something.
On your belt buckle.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. If your camera is in video mode, you hit this once and the video camera starts.
I could actually use that because, you know, you get tired of selfies where you have no right arm.
Yes.
Right?
No, absolutely. And I'm also thinking of this. Charlie, Dennis's dog, always is doing cute stuff. As soon as you bring the camera out, he jumps up. What are you holding? What are you?
Right.
So I figure when he's playing with Rawhide or something, set this up on a table, walk 10 feet away.
Yeah.
He continues eating his Rawhide. You can snap pictures of him without.
He eats his Rawhide on the table, huh?
Near the table.
You have a little placemat, a little utensils.
Yeah, no, we have a little diagram, you know, like a police outline. Eat Rawhide here.
Yeah, because you'd have to have it just right. It'd have to be aimed.
Yeah. Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. And I just got this, but I'm thinking, I always love taking pictures of my trains coming toward a camera.
Right.
And I know it. So the thing is, you have to start the video, and then you have to put
you have this stuff at the beginning and the end that's useless.
You have to edit it out. This way, just put it on the track. When the train is coming into position you like to film, you start the video, you can end it, so you don't have to do any editing. It's $25, $24.99. It says pre-order now.
Wow, that's a little expensive.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Well, you know, my guess is once it gets in the marketplace, once it hits Amazon, that it'll go down.
It is a Bluetooth device, though. I mean, I guess you have to build in a radio. I mean, maybe that's not so expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the little button here will give you a quick flash of light to tell you that the shutter went off. Runs on a 2032 battery, but AudioVox says the one battery in it that comes with it should last about 5 years. But in case it dies, you're not stuck with a useless device. You can replace it. It says start shipping. Started shipping October 6th. So perhaps it is available now. But I don't see it on Amazon yet.
I like this idea. Yeah.
Shutterball.
Do you have to buy it for the model of phone you're going to use it with?
Well, no, the Shutterball
is just Bluetooth.
It's just Bluetooth. You have to download.
But there's an app.
A free app.
So I have to use their camera app instead of the one I like. But that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
People are saying in the chat room, $25, that's about right for a shutter release. I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. What is it called? Selfie balls?
No. Shutterball.
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 Shutterball. Was that a like Kickstarter thing or?
You know, I don't know. It was sent out by AudioVox, but I don't know.
That's a big company.
Self supported. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, so now it's time for the GizWiz video of the week, and all will be explained.
Oh, I cannot see that TV. Oh, that's no good. Oh, let me try this. Oh, Oh, no, still no good. Oh, let me try this. Oh, this is good. Oh, red sails in the sunset. Oh, no. Oh, wait. Oh. Dick DiBartolo, man's made it brighter. And the Gizwiz with One Take Theater. You just joined me in a presentation of I Can't See My TV.
Oh.
I'm sure you've seen those commercials. Well, there is a way. If you want to lie in bed and watch TV or read, you can do it with TV glasses.
Oh, they're mirrors.
Okay, I found you can even wear them over your regular glasses. So basically, they shift the image by 90%. You may have to adjust them a little bit. But you know what? This is weird. I still can't see. No, I cannot see my TV. I can. Oh, I know why. I know why I can't see my TV.
Why?
My TV's in the other room.
Oh!
But it's okay. I can read, and this is pretty
nifty.
Can
you see your feet?
So if you hold a book up like this,
yeah,
you could be reading
Actually, they really do work.
I find the easiest position to be is if you're flat on the bed.
Yeah.
You really have to be more flat, and then it's much easier.
You also can't be fat.
Adjusting knees. So I'm going to sit up now.
Because all I'd see is my stomach. Because my stomach would get in the way.
And the manufacturer, I think it's a name you know pretty well. I think they made my TV set, and I think I bought an atomic reactor from these people. TV glasses online are $10, $6.99 shipping, so they're about $17. If you buy two pairs, you just pay another $6.99 for shipping. I actually bought mine on Amazon, and I paid, I forgot what I paid, but it was under $15.
But they really work.
And even camera-operated Dennis Wunderlin said,
corrections in
hey,
now
yes,
your video.
Yes, exactly. I just started. Saves time.
You understand that people are listening don't see that. So they're called prism glasses for $12.99. They're
all yes. pretty yes. well.
Subtitle is subtitles.
Dickie Bartolo, Man's Madness Writer, and the Gizwiz with One Take Theater here on Twit. Yeah. Oh, your shoes
because
are
it's
filthy.
One Take Theater.
You can't do it twice.
Yeah,
so if you walked around, would you be able to see your feet?
Yes. Well, you'd crash into things, I think.
But you'd know what you were looking. You'd know what you the floor looked like.
Yeah, you know what you fell over, which is good. Yeah. They're pretty well made. I don't know if they're exactly the same ones that the as seen on TV people use, but it's the same price getting in on Amazon. And they're Amazon Prime, so it was free shipping, and I got them like in 2 days.
Sometimes they call them bed prism spectacles. And you know, if you were disabled, for example, one of our chat rooms says he broke his neck, and he used those to he couldn't move, so he had to use those to watch TV
this
or
is
read,
perfect.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked great
for him. Right. Yeah,
this is another good use for prism.
And if you turn them upside down, you could see the stars. As you walked along.
You know what? That is amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah.
The ceiling could get in the way, but in general.
You have to go outside, of course.
Oh, okay. If only there was some sort of building that had like a hole in the roof where you could actually see the sky.
I have a picture
of
that building.
One would have to get on a ship to do that.
I have a picture of that very building.
Wow.
Now, if my math is correct, that is two gadgets, and I believe you are required by law to do three.
To do three gadgets. Yes. My third gadget is this little guy. You probably can guess this.
I have that little guy.
You have this one?
I don't know. It looks like a square credit card reader.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's not.
Okay.
It obviously plugs into the audio jack of a phone.
That is
yes,
correct. This
yes.
is called the Z-Mart, or I assume they're going for Smart Remote.
It's a Smart.
Okay. A Smart. Smart yeah. Remote. So I get the press release.
Mm-hmm.
Ever dream of controlling everything in your home with a single remote? Z-Mart Remote is the only
remote app that works on Apple and Android, controls everything in your home, even the coffee maker.
Wow.
It controls a combination of 200,000 devices.
How could it do that?
Yeah, I'd like to know that. And covers 95% of brands in the marketplace with the built-in learn command. So $20. So one day I get an ad that it's half price, $10. So I go,
well, you do math fast. That's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I get it and plug it in the phone, and then you download the app, and it says, you know, what device you're using. And I put in Motorola set-top box, and it says sending channel up to your remote, to your device. Did it respond? No. And you keep saying no. And it keeps sending new codes.
It's like a programmable remote. They all do that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So then it does. I say, yes, you got it. The channel changed. And it says, okay, generating remote.
Yeah.
You're right. So it generates a remote that does nothing. Not one button on the remote works. Not even channel up works anymore. But wait, it gets worse.
It gets worse.
It gets worse. Even though I have the Galaxy S4 with a very large screen, only a bit of the remote shows on the screen. So if it even worked, you would have to scroll up and down to get to the button you wanted.
Oh.
No. But
it sounds like a lot of work.
Yes, it's more worse.
Yeah, more worse.
Well, Leah.
But wait, there's worse.
They have ads over the bottom of the screen over your buttons.
What?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And so I go online and I figure, you know, I better start reading these reviews. Worthless junk.
Yeah.
Don't buy this.
They actually have ads on their software.
Yes.
And what's worse is it blocks the functionality.
Yeah. And you have to scroll up and down to see the remote.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, but the good news is they're half off.
Yeah, the good news is they only paid $10.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait a minute. There was a guy with a mask on in there. That was
in my house?
What is that
woman doing in my bed?
Choose the light. Wait a minute. Lights don't. Oh, you have to buy an extra thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how it controls 200.
Oh, yeah. Look how easy that is. It works in any switch. Just. Oh, it has a built-in patented technology that switches the switch.
Oh, that is so.
Oh, dear. Don't get this. I can pretty much guarantee you.
Yeah. I would say buying one of these is not a smart move.
Smart. And that was the standalone smart. But now they have a smartphone. Smart for smartphones.
Well, I'm talking about the one for the phone is El Crapo. Well, yes, we'll have to when we do TV things, we will have to do. But wait, it gets worse. not doing that.
But wait, there's less.
Wait, there's less.
Yes.
And the funny thing is that somebody pointed out that in order for it to switch this light switch on or off, you have to be about, well, I would say, you know, within arm's reach of the light switch. Yeah.
Now, what you do, Leo, is you take the switch and you put it under that little knob, and then you push up on it with your phone.
That would work every time.
Every time. It is flawless. And now if you want to turn it off, put the remote in you, and you don't even need your phone. Just use the remote, push down on the light switch, and it goes off.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got mail, and we'll go through that. And I also, as you can see at my feet... Wow, we have a foot cam.
It's a safety shot for when I need it. Seems to come in handy.
What camera is that?
That one over there.
I must have bought $40,000 more cameras. All right, but before we do that, I want to tell you a little bit about Lynda. You know Lynda, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you ever use Lynda.com for learning stuff?
I have not, but I know that Chad was doing some great demos last
before
week.
Before I left for my trip, you know, all of those pictures I just showed you were in Lightroom. I wanted to use Lightroom.com. I went to Lynda.com to learn how to use the new Lightroom, Lightroom 5. And it, but the nice thing is you don't have to watch all of them. First of all, let me explain what Lynda is. It is, there are over 2,000 high-quality courses, each of them with many videos, all different topics, not just, you know, software. There's my Lightroom 5 essentials. Not just software, but also business skills, like how to create a resume, time management, negotiation. If you want to learn how to program, they've got web development, app development, CSS, SQL, database design, photography, audio recording. If you thought, I want to do a podcast, Lynda.com, songwriting. Even it really is a great place to learn. And by the way, I got to tell you, you know many of the instructors because they've been on our shows many times. People like Derek Story, Ben Long, really great photographers and others. So you're getting instruction from the best. Burt Monroy does Photoshop. I mean, these are the best people in the business. They really know their stuff. But you don't, and here's the beauty part. You don't have to know where to start. If you don't know where to start, Lynda.com will offer you a curated playlist that highlights the most relevant courses you'll need in a specific topic or a subject or a skill. So you say, I want to learn WordPress. They give you a WordPress playlist, basically, or design and create a website or find a job or create an animation to shoot video with your DSLR. Not just photography, but let's use a DSLR just for video or editing that video. Lynda.com is just an amazing place to learn. You're learning from the best in the business. And it's very easy to use. They've added new courses all the time. This week, they added courses on web analytics, creative quick tips, Adobe InDesign, Logic 10 Pro Essentials, that new version of Logic. They just came out with a new version. They've already got videos. You can watch from your computer, from your tablet, from your mobile device. It knows where you left off, so you can switch back and forth from devices and pick up on the chapter where you left off. You set the pace, too, and you don't have to watch them all. You could pick, because they see these are text transcriptions, you can find literally search the transcript for the part, the tip, the tool that you want to learn and jump right to that in the video, which it couldn't be better. What are you learning? Sambuca?
Smaka? Yeah, this is a WordPress.
Okay.
Here, cool. I'm gonna jump to this sentence right here.
Oh, this is setting showing you how to set up WordPress, and you just and you jump to that, and then you jump to that
WordPress for the first time.
Yep. Just jump right to it.
And gives you the ability to set.
I'm really a fan. Now, what we're gonna do because I think you got to check this out for work, for fun, great training, very affordable. We're talking $25 a month for everything. Access to the entire library. They have a premium plan, $37.50 a month, which will give you exercise files so you can follow along with the instructor's project and you know, if it's a Photoshop. But here's the deal. If you go to lynda.com/gizwiz, that's lynda.com/gizwiz, you're going to get full access to the site, everything for 7 days, everything for a week. This will give you a sense. Now, there's always free courses there and free videos and so forth, but this way, everything's free for the first week. Lynda, lynda.com/gizwiz. I have been a friend of Lynda's. I've known her. We used to have her on the screensavers regularly. Known her for years, and she is really a great person, and I'm so proud of her success. Lynda, lynda.com/gizwiz. This is really quality stuff. And I'm thrilled to have her as an advertiser, too. You know what else is quality stuff?
What is that, Leo?
This. How many times have you been in the bathroom?
Oh, I would say 3 times a day.
So this is leftover. And I know when you're doing bathroom material, you don't really want to say leftover. But this is leftover from last week. I know that you had some bathroom stuff. And they peripherally, you saw this, but I don't know if they really, I think they gave it short shrift. When I came in and I saw this on Chad's desk, I said, whoa, what is that? He says, this is the CTA Digital Pad TSB. And I want one in every guest room of my home. So the idea is it's got a toilet paper dispenser. That's very handy. You can imagine why you might want that. And then an iPad stand, very flexible, nice one. You can rotate it. You can, you know, horizontal or vertical. So this is great. This is really, and it's attractive. See the chrome base and everything? B&H sells it on their website for $39.99. I just wanted
B&H Photo?
B&H Photo.
Wow.
So you know it's good stuff.
Yeah. iPad not included,
right.
I assume.
No.
How about the toilet roll?
No. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on. For $39.99.
Yeah, you're right.
Tablet not included. I think this is pretty cool.
No, I do. Yeah. I agree.
All right. So I can tell you're not blown away. So let's have some fun.
Yet.
Let's go
not
through
yet.
My mail. Just a couple of things. First of all, Scott Jordan, thank you. He sent me a number of emails while I was on the trip saying, did you like it? I said, I didn't get it because this came after I left for my vacation. It's something new from Scotty Vest. I know you're into Scotty Vest.
And
just so you know, I did wear Scotty Vest. I wore my vest the whole time. That's how I put all my photographic stuff in there. Makes it easy. Couldn't have been easier to go through the airport security because you just have everything in the vest. You take it off, you put it on the belt, and put it back on. And I wore Scotty Vest pants with all the pockets the whole time. So I don't travel without Scotty Vest, but I just wish I'd had this. This is, what is this? The SEV Alpha jacket. For the alpha male, huh?
Wow.
Oh, see, I didn't need this because I was in a hot climate. But I think the next trip's going to be Antarctica, and the alpha jacket, look at this. That is, boy, that, I don't know.
Nice.
Can you feel that
fabric? Yeah.
It's like a microfiber. I'm sure it's a synthetic, but it feels soft. I bet you this is a raincoat as well. And, of course, as with all of Scotty Vest stuff, it's got lots of pockets. How many pockets does it have? Doesn't even say. They can't count them.
189, I think.
There's so many. 35 pockets.
Wow.
This is inspired.
I see a big, like, iPad window.
Oh, yeah, they always have an iPad. Oh, that's for the iPhone. That is really great because you can actually use the iPhone through the window.
Oh,
so it's capacitive, right. Yeah. So apparently this was inspired by best-selling author Brad Thor. I don't know who that is, but maybe Brad needed one of these. Look at that. That is nice. Oh, that is comfy. And Scott knows my size. He always gets me just the right size. Thank you, Scott.
And what does that retail for?
Oh, do I don't know.
Okay, you don't care.
I don't care.
It was in a bag.
It was
right, free.
You know, Scott's the only guy I take free stuff from, but that is very nice. That is nice. I like that.
Okay, so that's two things.
That's two. But I got one more.
Okay.
So this isn't really a technology gadget, except it kind of is. So this is an Indiegogo project that I contributed to. I don't think it's funded yet. Let me just check real quickly.
Okay.
I'm not getting your feed, just so you know.
Okay. It's called, look up VMatter. Now, see, I don't know if they're going to make this. I really want them to do VMatter on Indiegogo. This is a
just
knife.
Just a leather?
It's a knife. I think that's what's going to be in here. Made out of some sort of new material. So I've had knives my whole life. I love cooking knives, right? I usually have carbon steel.
How long do you have to cook a knife?
Oh, hours, because they're tough.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
So I hope that, you know what, they want $100,000. They've only got $20,000. I did contribute. If you're a cook, you might want to know about this. I bought ceramic knives, carbon steel knives. I've yet to find a knife that holds its edge, but is sharpenable. And this is really interesting. They're using a new technology metal called VMatter. It's a metallic glass. Does that sound wild? It doesn't corrode. You can even wash it in a dishwasher. It does
and
not.
It looks a lot like bubble wrap.
It does not get dull. Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa. I want that.
I don't
Look
think the staff
that.
Will be coming very close to you now when you're angry.
Look at that. Oh, my
wow.
God, is that sharp. Holy cow.
Oh, my word.
The truth is, a sharper knife is safer in some ways because it cuts through stuff. You don't have to hack at stuff. And it's just beautifully
Absolutely.
Balanced. Look at the balance on that. That feels beautiful. Oh my goodness!
Wow.
I am excited.
So how much did you pledge to get?
Well, I pledged like $600 because I wanted the whole set, and you get a commemorative box and laser engraving and a knife holder and all that stuff. But you can go
one out of 100 of those claims. So that's you, Leo.
That's me. You can go as low. I think this is why they haven't raised a lot of money. Is $124 for a 4-inch knife. This is the I would guess. I don't know what this is. This is a giant knife. This can withstand 330% greater strain than steel. It is a unique amorphous metal alloy, 2.5 times stronger than steel, and an edge 1/100th as fine as that of steel. It is extremely sharp.
Wow.
Extremely sharp.
As you can see by the blood on your script.
This was discovered at Caltech in 1992, believe it or not. And this is the first application of the metal in a household product. It's very expensive to make. 10 to 20 times more expensive than steel. It's also patent protected. And it's very difficult to mold into precision parts. So, I have to say,
knife.
Isn't that beautiful? They've only got 10 days left. I don't know if they're only a quarter of the way there. I don't know if they're going to make it, but I thought this was so gorgeous. Blair Dahl, who sent me this, he says, there appears to be some skepticism out there. If we can get credible voices to point out how exceptional this product is, and I have to say, I haven't cut anything with it yet, but I can tell you, it feels really good. And there's really good scientific data behind it. Visit the website. Go to Indiegogo.com. This is an amorphous alloy. Wow, this is wild. The video might tell you a little bit more. Atom-sized building blocks with a glass smooth surface, strength more than twice that of steel, elasticity three times that of steel.
Notice how when we drop three normal steel same-sized balls on each one of these metals, V-matter bounces the longest.
That's what you want in a cooking knife, right there.
You want bounce.
Yeah. You know, when I cut my morning Pop-Tart.
Wait a minute, look at that. Okay, I don't know what that proves.
But it's still going.
It's still going.
You can't deny it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to sleep. Stop cutting things with that bouncing ball
the
knife.
The thing is, it's elastic. That's the whole point of this, okay?
Still going.
Wow, that's kind of amazing.
I know. It really is.
I think it's a film loop.
Look going at this. Insane.
And I love the little built-in sound effect the knife has.
Yeah, every time you cut through your fruit or vegetables.
What it's demonstrating is that it is a very elastic blade. And actually, it is what you want. You don't want a blade that's brittle. You want them like, all right, shall we cut something with this? Let me just see.
Yeah, cut that computer in half.
let's just cut it through. Without any pressure. Look at that. Beautiful. And I'm going to do paper thin slices.
Oh, watch
just like that. You can't do this at home. You can't do this here either, apparently. But this is an amazingly sharp. I can't believe how sharp this knife is. Holy cow.
Yes.
This is pure. I got to tell you, the whole reason I'm plugging this, it's purely selfish. I want them to raise enough money because I want to use these as cooking knives. These are beautiful knives. Don't worry, this has a gutter. All the blood will be kept within the cutting board, so it's okay.
Oh, good. Okay. It's Dexter approved.
That is really nice. That is a nice knife. Wow. Well, I hope they raise the money. Because I would very much.
Oh, don't clean it with your finger.
Here, I'll do it like.
Right. And wow. Lefty says, this is one of the sharpest knives I've ever used. Is that
three
right,
Lefty?
Three
fingers Laporte. Yeah. This is very nice. This is purely a prototype. This is not the final knife. And, you know, I just hope they raise enough money to make this, because I really want this knife. Anyway, V-Matter on Indiegogo, V-M-A-T-T-E-R. It's also antibacterial, by the way. Steel is porous. This is glass, so it doesn't. It's a glass-like surface, so it does not hold joints.
Oh, okay.
It's a new class of amorphous alloy. This is from NASA, this quote. Poised to redefine material science as we know it. The V-Matter alloy belongs to a class of highly engineered materials called bulk metallic glasses, or BMGs, discovered at Caltech 20 years ago. The materials manufacturing methods have been continuously refined over the last 15 years by the guys who are doing this, V-Matter's founders. So I think, take a look at that. Are you into knives, John Slonina? No. Just take a look. Well, when you cook, a knife is everything for a cook. Does that feel balanced to you? It feels nice to me.
Yeah.
Anyway. Steel will plastically deform at 0.6% strain, while V-Matter can withstand three times greater strain than steel. So when, you know.
That's when I want to cut my pizza.
when you're cutting a pizza, you don't want to mess around. So there's two things I got in the mail while I was gone, a knife and a jacket.
And, oh, that's right.
And toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Nice.
All right.
Nice.
I did my.
So you did three.
Three.
Wow.
Three gadgets.
So
there.
Competitive. I did three. He has to do three.
Steel is not porous. I'm not implying that it's porous, but it's not glass-like. Dr. Mom, you'll be using these in surgery anytime. Any day now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think I would suggest that given the weather forecast. Well, let me just check here. See here. I'm just gonna... Okay, Google Now. Tell me about the weather in New York City. It's 65 degrees and clear in New York, said Google Now. Tomorrow, it's going to be 70 degrees, beautiful weather. I think we should all take a trip to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away,
oh-ho!
He takes them out to play. In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dick D. Bartolo. By the way, this is, according to our chat room, $200 for the Alpha jacket from Scotty Vest.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's
okay.
Warm, I can tell you right now. And amazingly,
it looks good.
Impervious to knife strokes.
Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah. Is there a knife pocket?
Not for this knife, baby.
Okay.
Aren't you supposed to, when you send cutlery, when you send knives, aren't you supposed to include, like, a penny or something to keep it? Keep away the evil eye. Watch this. If this knife weren't sharp, could I do this? Look at that.
Wow. Wow.
What do you got from the gadget warehouse, Dick?
Okay, we have a viewer's video, and it's sort of a combination viewer's video. It's an I invented this, but I invented this back in 1980.
Ooh.
Yeah, so let's take a look at our viewer video of the week.
Hi, Dick and Leo. What I want to show you today is a digital darkroom timer that I designed and built back in 1980.
He also said you could edit this out, and I said, we don't edit.
What was the camera in his
on the floor?
What I can't claim is that I invented the entire category, although I wish I could. But what I can claim is that it's the only such device that I saw at the time. Let me go over some of the key features and functions. There's a 3-digit digital display, which is good for 99.9 seconds,
ooh,
which is more than enough for darkroom applications. There's a numeric input pad on the side. There are power sockets for the safe light.
It's a pretty decent job.
This is nice, yeah.
Yeah.
On the front panel, there's a power switch, an auto stop switch, which actually controls 3 timing functions. This can count down from the input amount to 0 and stop. It can count down from the input amount to 0 and then count up. Or it can count up from 0. The main function buttons down here are start, stop, and clear. Actually, the clever part of this design is it's based on a 4-function, 6-digit calculator chip around which I hung some logic to decrement the display and then detect when it hits 00. Because it's based on a 6-digit chip, it's actually capable of timing up to 28 hours, which can be handy for, say, timing an experiment. Let me demonstrate how it works. You input the time you want. You press start, the enlarger, which if I had hooked up would come on.
Waiting.
3, 2, 1.
Lift off!
Counts down to 0 and
enlarge!
Stops, and the enlarger goes off, and the safe light goes on.
I'm enlarging just watching that.
Basically, that's it. Hope that you enjoyed seeing a piece of old school hardware built back in the day before tablets did everything.
And that is from Bob Ingalls, who writes, I used this in my home darkroom for many years. Then I brought it to work to time long-term experiments. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's worthy of a box of crap.
Oh, yeah. Well, box is maybe a big word.
Yeah, yeah. A bit of crap.
We should call it. Small container.
Bit of crap. I never miss a show. Bob Ingalls, Hooksett, New Hampshire. And as we said last week, we're running out of videos. So if you have a video, you can have it on I Bought a Piece of Crap. If you bought something like I did, like my smart remote, I invented this, as Bob did, my gadget warehouse, you know, a gadget from years ago you don't want to part with, or my favorite gadget of all time. Make a little video, 2 to 3 minutes, post it on YouTube, send Jason, our esteemed producer, the link. And the address is gizwiz@twit.tv. And yes, in return, you're not getting the knife. I can tell you that now. But you will get some piece of crap from the Brick House. So send us your videos, gizwiz@twit.tv.
Yay! By the way, I've discovered something with this Alpha jacket. You know, you have Scotty vests, right? There's usually, so I use the side pockets a lot for, I put my smartphone in here, my, you know, headphones in there. These are giant, and they have, look how much bigger these are than the old Scotty vests.
Wow. And they have, they will take a full iPad on either side,
yeah,
right?
This goes all the way down. So, yeah, this is, these are really massive. You could put all sorts of stuff in here.
Oh, Ozzy's in there. Oh, yeah, look, hi, Ozzy!
There's a dog. In there. Look at that. No, this is great. I wish I should. What? Yeah, go ahead. Watch. Anytime you got a clipboard, you don't know what to do with it, you just stick it right in there.
And yeah, there you go. It's gone.
Can you tell?
Gone.
Can you tell?
How
I have a clipboard in me.
What about the roll of toilet paper?
All right, let's try it.
Where's the roll of toilet paper?
Let's see. Can you put a roll of toilet paper
in a No, you can't do that.
It's not gonna.
Oh my God.
What else? Whoa. Can you put a V-Matter knife in there?
Oh, no,
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 no, no. It's too sharp.
You can't do that.
And it has a slimming effect.
It does. Let's see. Can I put an actual audience? These are the fine chairs we make our audience members sit on.
No, that's not going to fit in there.
I think it will. Do a quick edit.
You know what? It's into the... For the people who are only listening, look at it.
Wow,
it's gone.
It fit.
Whoa. It's gone. Oh, not the table. Leo, the table.
Can you put the box that this jacket came in into this?
I think, oh, it's gone.
No.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, you did it.
Wait, do that again.
Okay, I'm doing it now.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh. I would never make a good magician.
Look over there.
Wow.
And I don't look the least bit bulky.
Not at all. How about the TriCaster? Oh, it's going in. It's in there.
And the next time I go through the TSA and they say, sir, would you just empty your pockets? It'll be, you never know when you travel.
In the airport.
I need that. Let me just see. Oh, wow, your name is on our list. I have to, there we go.
Sorry, that giant knife that I see in that pocket.
Oh, that's a V-Matter knife. That's not.
Oh, that's okay. They're not metal enough. You can take it through.
I really want this to succeed because I really want a knife set. This is the 8-inch knife.
Do they make them bigger?
Oh, yeah.
Word.
Whoa.
That was a hole
right through
the
desk. Since we have now, to my count, done 6 gadgets, 1 invention, I think there's only one thing we could possibly do left, and that's this.
All right. And Jason, will you be able to show that photo?
Got it.
Okay, good. Okay, our letter of the week is from George Ackerman. And George says, I shot this photo of the human slingshots.
What?
I'm not sure what the event was, as I don't speak French. I know. Why look, was I in France?
Look, they have them, more than one.
We were on vacation walking down the Seine when I spotted them. I couldn't believe it. Something I saw in the GizWiz actually was a real product. What does he think? We make these all up?
No, no.
When I was walking by, they were just resting in the corners, as the picture shows. Otherwise, I would have shot video.
That's the safest thing to do, trust me.
Yes, exactly. Love the GizWiz with you and Leo. I listen to the podcast on my computer to and from work each day. Keep it up. Oh, I have no idea. That George Ackerman.
That's great, George. Thank you.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing stuff.
Wow.
Don't get the knife and the slingshots in the same.
Don't mix those up.
Yeah, don't get those. No.
Well, Dickie D, that means, by my count, we've come to the end of this fine program.
Well, we do want to mention the meetup. GizWiz meetup number 4.
This is an event that each year, people who've gone to it have reported back that they had a quite enjoyable time.
Yeah, I think we're up to 36 people already. We play, like we do on GizFizz, we play match game and stuff, except we give away prizes, give away Mad Magazines, give away Alfred E. Newman pictures, meet your friends, Myra, Dr. Mom, Becky's going to be there, Cassandra.
They've become celebrities, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. They have to be, because Myra keeps saying, say my name.
Not only will you meet the GizWiz, you'll meet Myra and Dr. Mom.
And Becky.
And
coming
more.
Coming up from Washington, and more. October 20th, the Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., go to gizwiz.biz. Click on Dick's Login blog. All the details are there. And while you're there, you can play the What the Heck Is It game. Oh, and you can see the cover of the Mad Magazine you will win.
Is this the December Mad Magazine?
It is the December issue that you'll be playing for. That's the gadget. And
look at this.
December cover.
Duck Dynasty. You guys are so current.
You know, Duck Dynasty... The issue isn't out yet, but we sent the cover over to Duck Dynasty, and they put it on the Duck Dynasty Facebook page,
sure,
where it got 112,000 likes.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Like in 2 days.
That's like making it big time to get on to get on the cover of Mad Magazine. Yeah.
So play the What the Heck Is It, and you can win a copy of that. And that's the little gadget.
That's the gizmo. Pick that up. And don't forget, tomorrow, set your TiVos, 8 p.m. Eastern time, to watch Dick on Turner Classic Movies introduce 4 great parody movies.
Yes, sir.
With Mr. Osborne, Robert Osborne. That's going to be great. I'm so excited about that.
Thank you.
Dick, we're done. For the week.
You were away for 3 weeks, but you fell right back into it, just like the champ you are.
It's like riding a bike. Never forget how to do a GizWiz. We do this show on Tuesdays around about 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time. That would be 2100 UTC on twit.tv. Actually, 2200 UTC on twit.tv. Please come by and watch us live. You can always get a copy after the fact, on-demand audio and video. Always available, twit.tv/GizWiz, or wherever fine podcasts are aggregated. I'm Leo Laporte. I've got a knife, and I'm not afraid to use it. It is a scary looking.
It really is.
Be here.
Dick, we'll see you next time, right?
I won't be here. Help! Oh, I can feel it. I feel it.